USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An antitrust complaint against Facebook is being thrown out. A court in Washington, D.C. says a complaint against a California-based company is legally insufficient. The court ruling the FTC failed to prove Facebook has monopoly power. However, the ruling isn't all bad news for federal regulators. Despite the complaint being tossed, the case is still intact, meaning the FTC can bring it back if they present more evidence. At least 10 people are dead and 150 are still missing as authorities try to find out how a condo in Surfside, Florida collapsed last week. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying they're looking into the structural issues.
And this is something that's going to require community involvement, local government, state government, and FEMA for a while, and we're in that for the long haul.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is defending President Biden's decision to order airstrikes on the Iraqi-Syrian border over the weekend. Psaki saying the president took action to defend United States personnel from Iran-backed militant groups. A newly formed tropical depression headed for the Georgia-South Carolina border could make landfall later this evening. The National Hurricane Center says heavy rain, strong winds, and dangerous rip currents are forecast for southeast Georgia. That news on the heels of folks in the Pacific Northwest dealing with the heat advisory, which will be in effect for most of the week. Temperatures in Seattle expected to reach 107 degrees. Seattle resident Pat Andrew telling USA Radio News how he's beating the heat.
Try to get as much air in the house when it's cool and everything like that. And then as soon as it starts heating up, start closing everything down, close the windows, close the blinds. The great thing here is it's only temporary.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Americans consistently call the cost of health care their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens of other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of us are uninsured or underinsured. I had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill and Other Ways to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. One of the things we discuss is what happens should you end up in the hospital and why you should not pay that first bill you receive from them.
The first thing that you need to do is realize that most medical bills, according to people who review bills for a living, most of them contain errors. And by errors, I mean they contain charges for things that did not even occur. That's a pretty big error. Or they have overcharges. They will overcharge you for something that should have cost a lot less. So my first advice for you and for anybody else who gets that first medical bill is call the hospital billing department and tell them that you need an itemized medical bill. Hospitals, for whatever reason, try and get away with sending us like a lump sum payment. Like, pay this amount for medical services. Pay this amount for pharmacy services. We wouldn't accept that if we went to the grocery store or McDonald's.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.